Welcome to the College of Communication news for Tuesday, March 26, 2013. We'll have the complete weather forecast in a few moments. I'm Melissa Michaelis. Police are releasing the name of a suspect today who allegedly stabbed three people at a Target store in Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon. Leon Raymond Walls reportedly ran into the store in the East Liberty neighborhood on Monday after a fight with several men nearby. They say the 41-year-old slashed two men and stabbed and seriously injured 16-year-old girl who remains hospitalized. Wall sits in jail today after being charged with criminal attempt, homicide, aggravated assault, rape, unlawful restraint, possessing instruments of a crime, simple assault, and resisting arrest. Today, a Pittsburgh teen waits in anticipation for her upcoming hearing for false rape claims. Yesterday, the 18-year-old was charged with perjury and making false reports. The police allegedly were told by Caitlin Webster that she had been raped back in June of 2012. Webster had named 22-year-old Matthew Foligno as attacker when the report was filed. Police later found Foligno with multiple felonies. It wasn't until two of Webster's friends argued against the allegations that police dropped the charges. The girls told police that Webster accused Foligno in order to hide another relationship. After she paid the $20,000 bond, Caitlin Webster was released from jail last night. The preliminary hearing is scheduled to begin April 8th. Two Georgia teens are being charged today with the murder of a 13-month-old baby. 17-year-old DeMarcus Elkins and a 14-year-old suspect approached Sherry West and her son as she walked home from the post office early Thursday morning. The boys demanded for her to give them her money, but she told them she was empty-handed. After threatening her, they shot her in the leg and her child in the face. Both suspects were tried as adults at their first court hearing yesterday. Investigations are going on today as the world is learning of a tragedy. A 10-year-old boy in North Carolina was killed early Sunday evening. It was believed to be an accident. The boy's 34-year-old father was sitting on the couch and cleaning his shotgun while watching TV. Christopher Selane's son was sitting in front of him when was struck in the head when the gun went off. When paramedics arrived, they declared him dead at his home. No charges have been filed. A South Texas man is finding out today that he will be facing 10 years in prison for his involvement in a cocaine ring. 43-year-old Lorenzo Montez will have to forfeit $6 million. 28-year-old Luis Gonzalez will face 5 years in prison and will have to forfeit $3 million after pleading guilty to conspiracy to launder drug proceeds. The cocaine ring has ties to Illinois and Pennsylvania. Prosecutors are saying that Montez helped organize the ring and Gonzalez recruited truck drivers to deliver cocaine to Dallas, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Investigators seized about $21 million from trucks and stash homes in Texas and Illinois. Amanda Knox is again facing charges today for the slaying of her British roommate in 2007. Italy's highest criminal court overturned her acquittal Thursday morning, and will it prolong the case for the 25-year-old University of Washington student? Italy Court of Cassation ruled that an appeals court in Florence must rehear the case against Knox and her former Italian boyfriend for the murder. The exact issues that have to be reconsidered won't be known until the court releases its full ruling within 90 days. Knox and Celestia were initially convicted of the murder and given prison sentences, but then acquitted on appeal and released in 2011. Coming up after the break, we'll fill you on just how popular those Easter peeps are becoming.
My name is Ruth Rusey, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAV. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Cyprus bank account holders are losing faith today after hearing that banks will not be back open until Thursday. It was originally stated that they would be back open today, but with the fear that account holders will rush as soon as the banks open and drain the whole system out. Not only have the banks been closed, but the ATMs have been running are only allowing 100 euros to be withdrawn at a time. Temporary housing residents in the Wilkes-Barre area are preparing today to pay or to move out of trailers provided by FEMA. Beginning April 1st, dozens of Pennsylvania victims of Tropical Storm Lee who remain in FEMA-provided housing will have the option to rent out the trailers up to 6 months or vacate the housing. Journal Affairs head Josie Pritchard says disaster victims were aware that the temporary housing is only provided for free for 18 months.
Can stay in the temporary housing units, but would have to start paying rent. And the rent is based on what HUD comes up with. It's not something that we just pull out of the air. It's the fair market rent.
Josie continued on with saying that FEMA will try and help residents still renting the trailers by trying to set up a more permanent housing situation. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to begin hearing 2 days of arguments in cases involving gay marriage today. Gay couples and social conservatives stood outside the Supreme Court on Monday, agreeing that these arguments could have a lasting effect on society and civil rights. This morning's arguments will focus on the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8, which banned gay marriage. On Wednesday, the justices will consider whether the federal government must extend benefits such as a tax exemption to gay couples who wed in states that recognize same-sex marriage. Pennsylvania does not recognize same-sex marriage, but could be forced to if the court issued a broad ruling. Crystal Jones, an Outrighter co-editor at the Student Resource Center, gave her opinion on the situation.
I think that with the decision that's happening today, that it can actually be a domino effect for other legislation in the future. For instance, that basically, if you see a lot of states going along with same-sex marriage, I feel like other states may start to go along with it as well.
Today's case, Hollingsworth v. Perry, was brought by two California couples who challenged Proposition 8 after they were denied marriage licenses. Arizona Republican John Kavanaugh has plans to soften the anti-transgender bill today. The original legislation would have made it illegal for transgender people to use public restrooms not associated with their birth gender after a national civil rights group called it discriminatory. Crystal Jones, an intern, stated her thoughts on the bill.
It's not as though people are asking for something to be changed entirely. We're just asking for like a unisex bathroom, so it's not as if we're asking for them to build a separate building for people. We're just asking for a place where trans people can feel safe to go to the bathroom without feeling judged.
The new version of this bathroom bill says that a local governments can't force businesses to allow transgender people to use public restrooms associated with their preferred gender. This also applies to locker rooms and dressing rooms. The updated legislation is to be presented to a House committee on Wednesday. Penn State is joining with aerospace manufacturer Pratt & Whitney and the U.S. Department of Energy today in the creation of their new research lab. The lab will be used for research to study ways to reduce airplanes' emissions and fuel needs. It was named the Steady Thermal Aero Research Turbine Facility, or START for short. Penn State Department Head of Mechanical and Nuclear Engineering, Karen Tolley, gives insight on how this new lab may help the future of Penn State students.
We're going to be able to educate the world's next generation of turbine designers who have real turbo machinery experience as they complete their degree.
The weather today will be cloudy with scattered flurries. It's 33 degrees right now and heading up to 40. Tonight it'll drop to a low of 26. Tomorrow we'll reach a high of 38 and we could see some more snow showers. If picking up Easter candy is on your to-do list today, be sure do not leave the store without picking up a seasonal favorite, Peeps. After airing their first live-action commercial this month, Just Born, who owns Peeps, has officially kicked off their year-round TV campaign. Melina DeLuca, a Just Born spokesperson, discussed the importance of Easter for their company and said that Just Born has been working on making Peeps for all seasons. She also explained that Peeps is trying to go global and expand from their little Pennsylvania town.
A lot of people tell us that they don't realize that right there in Bethlehem they make Peeps that go across the world, Peeps that make Easters happen, and it's right there in Bethlehem.
Their focus is currently on expanding in North America and will continue to be when they feel that it is time to expand elsewhere. Just Born recently released its first online survey in a few years, Express Your Peepsonality. Their lighthearted survey reaches out to many fans to determine their favorite color Peeps as well as their favorite ways to eat them. Be sure to pick up some Peeps to celebrate the Easter season and keep an eye out for summer Peeps coming soon. That's the news for today, March 26, 2013. Our producer today was Jessica Olak. The assistant producer was Ashley Gohagan. Our technical director was Lauren Hill. And for the entire College of Communication News team, I'm Melissa Michaelis. Have a good day.
A presentation of students in COM 360 at Penn State University's College of Communications.